In the bulletin, you'll notice a flyer. After Mass, we'll be blessing a special plaque in honor and memory of all of the religious sisters that have served St. Mary's Parish and the surrounding area since 1900. Until 1997, we had a continuous presence of religious sisters of various congregations. And so right next door in Mother Teresa Hall, you're invited to come as we remember these sisters, and we'll bless a special plaque in honor and memory of their tireless sacrifice they gave us. Certainly those of you who grew up with them here, they were a huge part of your life growing up. Secondly, you'll notice if you're by the old church right near St. Clare Chapel, there's a new statue that'll soon be blessed of St. André Bisset. You may not know an awful lot about him, though we've talked about him in the past. There's a relic of him under the altar here, and he's a special, wonderful, humble saint, and especially known for healing. People, even in his lifetime, would come to his place in Montreal, and they received great healing from God through his prayers. And we'll be doing a special blessing in a couple of weeks for that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We come to one of the most important, and perhaps least talked about, mysteries of our faith, the Ascension. You may not hit upon it in your life and in your prayer unless you're doing the Rosary, and then it's just sort of the second glorious mystery before you get to the next one. The Ascension of our Lord, so important. Of course, what are we looking at? It is the second divine person of the Most Holy Trinity. You know who I'm talking about, that one who took on flesh, the incarnation, born the Virgin Mary. He lived, he suffered death, he was crucified, of course, rose gloriously on the third day, the one we call Jesus, right? He returns now, completing the mission for which he had been sent. And I say returns, it doesn't mean that he's leaving us. It's just simply completing the mission. What has happened now? By taking on flesh, the eternal Godhead has come into time and now returns to eternity, but now with human flesh, perfected and glorified, forever part of the eternal Godhead. And remember, through baptism, you and I, not just symbolically, we are made a part of the body of Christ. He is the head, we are the body. We just heard St. Paul mention it again. And that body, of course, is attached to the head who is gloriously reigning. Now, if this isn't enough, there's more. That alone would be enough. But there's more, because with God, there's always more, more beauty. What do we hear Jesus say in the Acts of the Apostles, that first reading? You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. We have power and mission. The power he promises and being a witness, that mission that he gives us. So at confirmation, you received the same power. The same power the apostles and the Blessed Virgin Mary received at Pentecost. That same power. Now, too often, though, our attention, though, is elsewhere. We don't realize what we have. Our attention is usually turned in on ourselves. And when we think of power, it tends to be how we can use it for ourselves. We're all walking around with basically better than nuclear fission power technology, and we're still doing the equivalent of rubbing sticks together because we don't know what we have with us. We don't understand it. Because it's too often we think of power as self-serving. And let's be honest, we do. There was an interesting experiment that was done, and I have actually done this myself. You can do it at your dinner party. You can tell people that they have two they can have a choice of two superpowers. Superpowers, okay? That they can be invisible or that they can fly. You have to choose one of those. And then you sit back and you watch. And then they go and they begin making their choices. And what's interesting, even though they know it as a superpower, most all people, if they choose invisibility, want to spy on people or hear what people say about them behind their back. And people who choose flying just don't want to take an airplane or a bus anymore. They just want to get somewhere fast without cost. No one seems to ever think to use it for good. You have superpowers. You and I have the same power Jesus received when the Holy Spirit came and anointed him at the beginning of his earthly mission. Our task as disciples is to keep it going. He didn't just leave us to stop and we're waiting. He gave us the mission to be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. And that's not just a few people, a deacon, a priest, religious. That's you and me. You reach people, you reach places I can't get. You have the same power, the same mission to keep it going. So ask you that, you might ask, then what power do I have? What is this superpower? Well, the gospel, the good news, is the power of God. It is the power to release people who are burdened by sin, by guilt, and by oppression. It's the power to heal by your words and your actions. The power to restore someone's dignity. The power to make someone whole. And if you and I can't see that that is so much better than anything else, then we're the ones who are lacking. Think of someone who has built you up by his or her words, by his or her actions, and what that did for you to help make you whole. That is a superpower worth more than anything, and it's so much better than spying on people, hearing what they have to say about us, or avoiding traffic. The last thing, right after Jesus ascends, the angel says, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky?" It's a not so subtle hint. Get moving. The Lord just gave you a task, a mission, to bring, proclaim good news, to give people hope, to lift up the fallen, to restore dignity to people, to transform the world. You have the power of hope. And it starts where God has placed you right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.